All right, now that you have your microphone, Catherine, we can podcast as
we
long
can
as
do
you
it.
Don't talk about your plumbing.
Well, can I just really update you as like what it's like to live in Phoenix? Just
if
real
you can
quick.
Do it coherently.
Not yesterday, but the day before, I turned my water on at 4:30 p.m. in the kitchen on the cold water faucet.
Allegedly.
The water was so hot, I scalded myself and there was steam coming off of it.
It's probably just radioactive gas.
I told you that. And so I called my plumber and I did test of it yesterday at 1:30. It was 126 degrees coming out of my cold water. That's all I have.
Oh, well, that was totally okay.
I just think it's ridiculous. And I was like, are these PEX pipes going to like friggin' explode? And so he's like, no, they're rated up to over 200 degrees, blah, blah, blah.
Probably Celsius.
I don't know. So I called the city of Phoenix because they provide my water. And the gal's advice was, wow, that's hot. Turn off your hot water heater. And I guess I'd be looking at my walls to see if there's any staining just in case the pipes broke.
Oh, well, you would know if the pipe broke very quickly.
God damn, I can't handle any more of this shit.
But why would you think the pipes would break? And they can
I don't know, I just
water.
Thought that I just thought that they were going to break. I mean, I don't know. I'm just so nervous about anything else going wrong in this house. That's all. That's all I wanted to say. But 126 coming out of the cold spout?
Yeah, I don't know if I believe you.
I have a picture of it.
Oh, well then, sure. If it's put it on the internet, and I believe anything on the internet.
Anyway, that's all I have. Do you have any updates, James?
No, you want to talk more about Cracker Barrel, though, because apparently they're...
Yeah, they changed their logo and everyone's up in arms about it. What is going on with this world? Why is that an issue?
Well, I don't think necessarily everyone is up in arms about it. Just people got their panties in a twist. And this time maybe rightly so, because the new one is really boring.
Yeah.
And why would you pick something boring? Starbucks redesigned their logo a few years ago, and they didn't make, like, a huge change. It was a noticeable shift for the logo, but it wasn't, like, completely reorganizing. They
right.
still have the weird lady, right?
The mermaid. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, maybe mermaid. I don't even know what she is, but...
I thought it was the mermaid.
It's still very much there. It was kind of streamlined. I thought it was pretty good. I didn't have any problems with the old one. I kind of like the old one a little better just for nostalgia reasons.
Right, right.
Regions, which isn't a good reason to keep a logo just for nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Though nostalgia can be a strong brand ally.
I think maybe you're
new
hitting
one,
on
though,
some, yeah.
This new one though just trashes the old logo, and it's not a logo. Because there's nothing illustrative about it. It's just words.
It is.
And that's just so boring. It's just so boring.
Oh, I know.
It annoys me. And they say, oh, the shape is now more barrel-like. Well, A, no, that's not more barrel. I see it's kind of barrel-like, but it also, you know what it looks like? It looks like a sign. It looks like the shape of a sign.
It is a sign.
Congratulations, you made your barrel into a sign. So the old logo, for people listening to this in the year 2400, when you no longer have barrels, it was very folksy. It was like the outline of maybe some kind of squash, maybe a pumpkin or something with Cracker Barrel in it, and kind of juxtaposed to this was a guy sitting leaning on a barrel in which the crackers used to be delivered to Cracker Barrel, which is the whole name. And it's kind of stupid, but it's stupid in an American way. It's stupid in a very American way. It's like, that's not exactly a logo because it's just an illustration. And it was folksy and homesy. And it's like, oh, we're American. We're not sophisticated enough to know what an actual logo is. So this is what we think a logo should be. And it had its own charm. Just like when you go to Cracker Barrel, you walk into someone's farmhouse. You're not walking into goddamn McDonald's.
Right. Where every
surface is hard and polished and designed so that when you vomit on it, it can be quickly cleaned up and no one will ever notice you vomited there. Whereas Cracker Barrel, if someone vomited in there, it would take a long time to clean that up.
Well, because there's so much crap around. It's like walking into someone's vintage
barn.
Store in a farmhouse
it's
with
like walking
weird
into a barn.
Yeah, it's like walking into a barn with all kinds of tchotchke stuff and weird candy. And, I mean, there's a lot of crap in there. Lawn chairs.
And that's weird and interesting, but also after you do it a couple times, once you get used to something that's weird and interesting, it becomes homey because you're used to it. And then right. you know what to expect, and it's different. It's not the same mm-hmm. goddamn thing as everywhere else.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
And I don't know, God damn it, Julie, I don't, the CEO, she's a goddamn Gen Xer, so she should know better than this. Mm-hmm. But our generation just mm-hmm. turned out to be so boring and stupid.
Mm.
I'm very irritated right now with Gen X. Like, there's nothing special about us anymore. You guys just screwed everything up.
Yeah, I just think it was like a little bit hyperbolic to call it a Bud Light moment because they removed the folksy character in his barrel. I don't think it's a Bud Light moment unless he wanted to be a Bud Light moment. I just think it's... This all and I'm taking all this time to talk about freaking Cracker Barrel, and I don't even like Cracker Barrel.
Well, you should. It's awesome. There are no better pancakes. They make the best pancakes.
You mentioned that before. Maybe I'll have to suck it up and go. But anyway, so they've scraped a beloved American aesthetic.
It's not political. This has nothing to do with politics. The new logo is not any more.
No, it's not political. I didn't say it was political. I said they.
No, you just said. You said it was political.
No, then, I didn't. I said they scraped a beloved American aesthetic.
But anyway, I'm just saying a lot of people kind of chimed in and said, "Oh, they're going woke now because of their
oh my god
logo."
I'm so tired
it's
of it.
The logo is no more woke or than it was. I don't know. Maybe because it took a white person off the logo.
Is that what it is?
It's still Cracker Barrel.
I know
cracker.
They had a white. I know. Was that a double entendre? I mean.
No,
cracker, okay.
No, don't really, put it beyond these guys. That, come on.
It was just these crackers in a barrel.
Cracker Barrel was not created by Gen X, so it takes a Gen X mind to see that as a, whatever you said, double entendre or whatever. I don't even know if it qualifies, but.
I don't think it does, personally, but.
Certainly anyway. A Gen X, I see it, Cracker Barrel, it's like, yeah, it's full of white people. It's a barrel full of white people.
I don't know. All I know is my dad loved it, and.
Well, he had taste.
And we went there a couple times, and I grimaced my way through it. And
Catherine, why do you hate America so much?
I don't hate America. I just didn't like
Cracker
Barrel.
If you don't like Cracker Barrel, you literally hate America.
No, hardly. Hardly, ugh. James. But I will go try their pancakes. I mean,
what's
I have a friend who loves Cracker Barrel, and she'll join me there, and we'll
Waffle House?
Ugh. No.
Oh, my God. You really are not American.
I got so sick at a Waffle House in Tucson, I
that
vomited for 3 days.
Okay?
It happened. It ruined my life.
You've been sick before.
Not like that. This was some nasty. Oh, my God. Don't even say Waffle House.
Yeah, well, Phoenix and Waffle House isn't really the right place for it. It should be in the South.
I don't know where it should be.
It's a Southern thing, not a Western thing.
I don't know. I just.
Tell me one piece of America that you actually like then. Because every time I say something American, you hate it.
America?
Yeah, what do you like about America?
Gosh, I can't think of anything right now.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I like the diversity of the restaurants I go to. I went to a fantastic Korean restaurant the other day, and I like the fact that I can get like really good pho, like the Vietnamese cuisine. I like all that diversity. I'll be going to.
So you'd be just as happy basically in Korea as you would in America.
I don't know, maybe. I mean,
or probably more so.
You kind of start wondering. Yeah, I got an email from Ruben Gallego yesterday about a gal who is like a Peoria business owner. And she has like a sushi.
You got a political email,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, she. She.
So must be like you want to do some political action, huh?
Well, she has a restaurant. She was detained. And I'm going to go there today for lunch to support them.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
So you can go. You can go to for lunch to support some political movements, but you can't go to the actual political.
Oh, I knew you were gonna. I was waiting for you to roast me on that.
That you promised. I wasn't even thinking about it until you just mentioned. Oh, Ruben is emailing me again. Well, you can't go to the action committee that you invited me to and then didn't show up for.
I can't believe I did that. I mea culpa, man. That was a bad night with my dog. I had an overheated chihuahua that was vomiting. I thought I was going to have to go back to the urgent care with this dog. He was so overheated. I don't know what happened. My little white dog with all that fur. Oh my God.
Catherine, this whole podcast is just, it's really the most important thing we can get across. It's a cautionary tale to avoid chihuahuas at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the cost, just avoid the chihuahuas entirely. Because your life is dominated by them and ruined by them.
Oh my God. Oh my God. They're, my bank account is ruined by them.
You're going to wind up living in a shopping cart because of those chihuahuas. Mm-hmm. And what are they going to do? Then they're going to run away.
I don't know.
That's the thank you you're going to get from
them.
Yeah,
they're going to, or they're going to die of like some weird heat exposure. I've just never seen a little dog in so much distress. And I finally strapped an ice bag on his back and he fell asleep and it was horrible. It was horrible. His temp was so high. But anyway, getting back to the political email, this gal Kelly Yu has been running like these wonderful little restaurants, you know, the sushi restaurants, and she was detained. She had come here from China, I guess, to escape, you know, something and wasn't documented. Like, I don't know what the hell. She had two businesses. And so now they're going to deport her. And Kawaii Sushi is like her place. And I'm going to go there for lunch. I mean, when are they going to stop picking on people who are just trying to have a better way of life? When? I don't know. Let's move on. Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. I'm just still very angry.
Oh, because I...
Well, no, I wasn't angry because, like, I...
Didn't you expect it to some...
I 100% expected that you wouldn't
show up. At
some
level. Oh, I thought what was funny is, like, I'm like, are you going to go, no? Oh, maybe. And then I thought, is he going to go in like by 2:30, 2:45, and I'm dealing with this poor dog. And I'm like, I finally got him calmed down. I realized I didn't have to go to the ER and spend another $600 on chihuahuas. And I crashed hard and I woke up to your text.
Yeah,
how's
Catherine,
the meeting?
You know, I was thinking I would support you by going.
Uh-huh.
That was why I said, you know what? This will help Catherine a little bit. So I was trying to be nice to Catherine. And what did I get for trying to be nice to Catherine?
A whole new group of friends.
Oh, man, those people look dangerous. I don't know.
Do you want to tell them what the group was?
Bunch of 65-year-old gay Democrats. I don't know, man. That seems pretty dangerous.
No.
Well, they weren't all gay.
No, I did sign up for the book club. I'm going on Sunday to the book club.
I can promise you that I will not be going to the book club.
I know you won't be going to the book club. But I've got to go quickly get Rachel Maddow's book Prequel and read chapters 1-7.
Oh, yes. Milo was talking about that.
Yeah, I haven't watched Rachel Maddow in a while.
I don't watch her show. I kind of like her, but I only have so much bandwidth. You know, I don't watch those kinds of shows.
I don't either. Yeah, so the group we're talking about is Desert Democracy.
Yeah.
That's all. I just wanted to say that. I will be going next week. I was fully intending to go. And I felt so bad when I got your text. I thought, oh, my God, I should have texted him.
Oh, please.
But that was not what I was thinking about at like 3 in the morning. You know,
why would you ever think about me?
And I didn't want to text you at 3 in the morning like my dog's vomiting and he's wearing an ice bag.
Anyway, Costco is thinking about putting some electric charging stations in.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say, this is one of the most exciting things I've seen in a long time. The idea that I can drive my EV, because I have an EV, because I'm a modern evolved human who drives an electric vehicle.
Uh-huh.
I can drive there and charge while I'm shopping.
That's freaking amazing. They only have it at one store, though, on the East Coast, right?
I think there are 3 pilot stores.
Oh, there are 3? Okay.
It seems like kind of a slam dunk for Costco.
Oh, I think they will.
They'll start selling EV cars. Instead of those crappy cars they usually have outside, like, you know, they have Ford Rangers or Tacomas or whatever nonsense they usually have out there, which I'm like, come on, guys, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, they're huge.
Costco buyers don't buy this crap. Look at this. You look at the cars they put out front and then look, turn around and look at the parking lot. You won't see any cars like that.
I know.
They've had big-ass Volkswagens in the past. They usually have some stupid-ass truck. This is not the crowd, guys. Come on, you know.
I know.
I feel like it's trying to lure people in, though, right? The non-Costco buyers, the people who actually drive those stupid vehicles, is like, no, it's safe. This is a safe space for people who don't drive Priuses, too.
Well, I don't drive a Prius. I go there weekly.
I know, but most Prius drivers are Costco shoppers.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, so Electric Era is an EV charging company, and their former... SpaceX engineers I found that interesting.
Well, hopefully the charge stations won't blow up.
Yeah, I didn't know, like, when I read the little blurb you sent me, I didn't know. I've seen the Tesla charging stations. I didn't know those were only for Tesla.
Oh, no, they're not. They're opened up now. I think Tesla had to finally cave because they weren't there aren't enough Teslas out there.
Okay.
And they want the money.
Okay.
Yeah, charging stations are, this is one of the reasons why I think this is a good deal for Costco, uh-huh. or a big deal for Costco to do this, is because charging stations are kind of scammy. I think most of them charge not by the kilowatt that you charge, but by the minute you're there.
Oh, wow.
So if you have a slower charging vehicle, uh-huh. You're going to pay more.
Well, how much does that run compared to
I don't know, but
gas?
It's a lot. Some guy stopped over and like charged his car for 2 hours, and it was $60 to get like 40 miles of range, which doesn't work out well in the end.
No, that's wow. That's worse than gas.
Well, the other thing is a lot of charging stations are not kept up properly, so they don't have the right plugs or they're not working properly, which is the other reason it's a little scammy to charge by the minute. Because mm-hmm. if you are advertising a level 2 or 3 charging, but you can't quite make that because your system's kind of screwed up, you're advertising one thing but charging for another thing.
Wow.
Generally speaking, if you can't charge at home, you probably shouldn't have an EV. And I know I have done a lot of reading on this, and there are a lot of people who desperately want to have an EV but can't charge at home.
How do you charge at home?
I have a extension cord hanging out my window.
And it's just regular, like 240 or 120,
baby.
120? Oh, really?
I just got level 1. It's like 1 kilowatt an hour, so that's about 4 miles an hour I put into it, which, you know, if I'm driving a lot during the day, wouldn't be enough, but I don't drive that much. But even so, if I can do 1 kilowatt an hour, and that's about 4 miles, and that's, you know, if I charge only 10 hours a day, that would be 40 miles a day I could put in my car.
Course, I didn't know it took so long because I'm still a gas guzzler.
That's level 1. That's super slow. That's super duper slow.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know the other standards because I don't care, but level 2 is much faster, and level 3 is like seriously fast charging. I can probably
like this.
I think I can put I don't know, 150 miles on my car. I can genuinely recharge my car to like 80% in an hour.
Wow. Oh,
so if you were doing cross-country driving, it would slow you down some, but it wouldn't be untenable.
Right. So this will take a battery up to about 80% of its total capacity in 20 to 60 minutes. So that's got to be like a level 3, right?
Level 2 or 3. That's actually a level 3. And that's full like DC charging. That's like super duper.
Okay, my quick question for you, and just a thought that I was a passing thought at the end after I read this and processed it, is, you know, Costco parking is already such a nightmare. How will this make it worse? Are they going to put these next to like their car wash places? Like, where are these areas going to be?
I don't know why you think it's a nightmare. I have no problem parking at Costco because I don't give a shit where I park. Because I can, you know, if I spend an extra 5 minutes trying to find a better parking spot, that's five mm-hmm. minutes I've wasted. I just park wherever I can find a parking spot. I don't care how far away it is.
Oh, I mean, this is far. I mean, sometimes I have to park by Sportsman's. I go to the one up in Yorkshire.
Well, you know, you live in a bad place. The west side of Phoenix, it kind of sucks. But, you know, it's not like there are parking spots right up front. I don't need to park up front.
No, I don't need to park up front either. I just need to park. And often, I think the Costco you shop at, I'm very familiar with that one. It's probably twice the size of the parking lot I'm dealing with, easily.
Well, I just find a parking spot and park. I never care how far away it is.
No, I walk forever. And sometimes I have to park over by there's a Sportsman's right next to it. And you've got to park all the way over there and walk. And it's crazy.
But the other thing is, I would only do road trips where I could charge at Costco's.
Exactly right. Oh, that's a good point.
Which is crazy, right? I mean, I don't want my whole life to revolve around Costco, but that's what I just said.
I don't think it's crazy if it's going to be a good value like Costco usually is, and efficient use of your time.
And, you know, and I can rely on Costco more than I can rely on, say, I don't know, Tesla.
Right, right. And are these charging stations open 24 hours?
Well, this is a pilot program, but in theory, they would be.
No, just in general. I mean,
it will vary from place to place because the leases they have on the properties will vary from place to place.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, no, I thought that was good news, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. And it's just another reason to put in my little brain cells to maybe eventually get an EV if I can charge it
Yes,
fast.
No, buy something else.
I'm not buying anything right now. Things are too expensive, and my car's like... hardly driven. So what else you got, James?
And gas prices should be going down probably until through the end of the year, at which point they will probably spike. Just so you can start planning out now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm only filling up about once every couple weeks, but I don't drive anywhere. I don't do anything. It's too hot.
You gonna go vegan?
I don't know. Are you?
No, of course not.
Well, evidently people in Martha's Vineyard are going vegan.
Well, that was why I was brought
will.
Up.
Yeah, against their will. There's this tick.
Isn't this crazy?
It's crazy. I thought ticks just gave you Lyme disease.
They're not one-trick ponies. They have all kinds of tricks up their sleeves.
Oh, this is some nonsense. It's called alpha-gal syndrome. ALPHA-GAL.
So you get bit by a tick, and then what happens?
It's a tick-induced allergy to meat and dairy. Crazy.
How does this work? I didn't read the article. I've heard about it before, but how does this work? Is it a virus? What's going on here?
No, I think tick-borne diseases are technically bacterial.
Well, it depends. I mean, it can be a virus or a bacteria. They can carry whatever they want.
I think this is bacteria.
So it's a bacteria. Okay.
I mean, I could be wrong, but they're saying now up to 500,000 Americans may be now allergic to red
meat.
Wow. Yes. And so basically...
So it's an infection that causes an allergic reaction to red meat.
Yeah. It's a single bite.
These things don't seem related, though, does it? I mean, it's crazy that the biology can have this kind of weird... track.
Yeah, it says a single bite of a tick rewires the immune systems to reject a particular sugar molecule that's called alpha gal, and the alpha gal is found in most non-primate animals. So you're talking lamb, you're talking beef, you're talking that.
Did you say alpha gal?
Yeah, ALPHA.
Like an alpha male? But
yeah, like a
wow.
But it's a gal. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's considered an emerging infectious disease. And it can progress to anaphylaxis. Yeah,
that's
can progress
bad.
To anaphylaxis. Yeah, it's actually, yeah. So the bloodsucker feeds on a mammal, picks up the sugar molecule in this mammal because it's in the mammals. And the molecule is actually galactose alpha 1,3 galactose or alpha gal. Then the little, you know, tick
right.
feeds on a human. What?
Yeah, and transmits it.
Yeah, and it transmits it. One of the gentlemen they were talking about, Martha's Vineyard, has for their population, they've got like 546 cases of this, and they couldn't understand like why people kept coming up with all these weird rashes. But I was talking to my friend who used to work in an allergy practice, and she said that when people would travel or the kids would come in and they would, you know, or people would come in with these weird rashes, she said they always tested for alpha gal. And I'm like, I had never heard this. And Cheryl's like, oh, no, this has been around.
Yeah, how long has this
and
been around
goes,
for?
I don't know. They were saying that the Martha's Vineyard population, you know, seems huge. And it is for, like, Martha's Vineyard. But they said the highest concentration is actually in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And the CDC is now estimating about 450,000 people may now be having it. And the tick population is exploding. And they're literally allergic to all of the red meats. And one of the gentlemen, he said that basically he couldn't even tolerate smoke from a barbecue because it made him dizzy.
Well, doesn't
itchy.
It make everybody dizzy?
Well, of course. But I think that it was, I don't know. But I don't know. I just thought that was kind of creepy. Another reason to not live in, I don't know, Martha's Vineyard.
I would totally live in Martha's Vineyard. I honeymooned there, and we went back there the following year as well. And I know the winters are pretty miserable because it's the Northeast, and it's on an island, so it's going to be wet and cold. But I just liked it. I liked it. I actually never was there during the height of the summer. I probably would not like it. I probably would not like it in the middle of the summer when all the tourists come in. But I tell you, the few weeks before, we got married just before the season, so it was perfect timing because... We were there as everything was opening up before any of the tourists came. So it was like perfect. It was quiet, but everything was open.
Oh, nice. And it was just all for you.
Of course, that was back in 97. So I'm sure things are different now. There probably isn't any downtime now. You know, it's before, I think the Obamas started vacationing there.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So anyway, if you break out in a rash eating meat.
I don't.
Get it checked.
No, we don't have ticks here. They burst
check
in the
ticks.
Sun, right? They get eaten by all the scorpions.
I hope so. The whole concept of a tick makes me nuts. But anyway, so that's all I got.
Well, there was that granny complaining about AI, and I don't even know if I can start that because that made me so mad. So I just can't stand fakers.
I thought it would trigger you. I didn't know how badly it would trigger you. I thought that her concept of, like, is AI stealing inherent creativity from our kids? Like, the more, if all they're going to learn is to prompt and then be kind of dissuaded from pursuing any kind of artistic expression because AI can do it better, is that taking away from their experience?
No, not taking away. She said stealing.
She said stealing. I thought it was a little egregious use of the word stealing.
Yeah, it was stupid. But it's grandma saying it, so it's like, you know, it's no big deal. It's grandma saying it.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't take it. It all comes down to dogma over data. She has no data to support this.
Right.
This is just all her feels.
Right. Right.
And she, at the end of the video, she's just babbling about, oh, what do you think? Leave your comments in the comments or leave your thoughts in the comments. I'm like, oh, this is just, she's just a creator. She's just like any other creator scammer. Her shtick is that she's grandma, though. So you don't notice it immediately that she's just like every other goddamn creator, just babbling away, trying to get you to watch the video, the whole video, so she can monetize you.
Mm-hmm. Which we don't do.
She's stealing. Yeah, we don't monetize anything because we don't have anyone listening.
Oh, I'm laughing, but that's probably true.
I don't mind following and listening to people if they're genuinely trying to share something with me, but she's not doing that. She's just creating content so that we'll watch the video so she can get paid.
Oh.
It's just a paycheck for her.
How do these people do these shticks? That's my other question to you.
Well, they're just soulless. Just as soulless as AI, so I don't really see. And, you know, the points she made were just so mind-numbingly stupid. I can go through them one by one and dismantle this old lady, but what's the point?
What is the point?
I'm not even going to link to her in the show notes. I'm not even, I might,
no, don't.
Maybe I'll put her in, okay, yeah. Then that's enough.
Yeah, screw it, yeah. Anyway, I don't think only time will tell, and what the hell? You can't stop any of this.
You know what?
Go ahead, what?
We'll finish off on a positive note.
Yes.
There was one thing that she was saying about how it's, well, I have to correct her on one point. She said she was talking about how it's meditative or making, no, that's not meditation. That's flow. It's just one more example of she not really knowing what she's talking about.
Uh-huh.
But the idea of the flow state and getting kids to be able to interact with that and put their phones down, she didn't say this specifically, but she was kind of getting at it.
Right.
Art class and sports in school are times when you can actually engage the kids to put their phones down and their computers down. And have something sometime other than something having to do with pixels.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just encourage that. Let's encourage kids to be pixel-free for a little while.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great ending to this.
I feel like there's a hashtag in there somewhere. Pixel-free.
Hashtag pixel-free.
Yeah. Free the kids. Free the people.
Free the people. That's all I have. I'm going to go check on my chihuahuas. Bye.
Oh, God.
Okay.